Welcome to the True Chat Show on True Chat in Urbana, Ohio. I'm Justin T. Weller.
And I'm Cam Pierce.
A very, very happy, happy Monday to all of you out there on this January 8th. It's kind of a gross day, although we are getting a warm streak. Cam will be out in shorts today. we're going up to 33 degrees, so.
Yeah, totally. We'll be out in shorts and... I'll be trying not to die on the roads today, I guess, is my first goal.
Cam's going to be out driving. I can tell you from having been out on the roads already today that at least on our end, they are slick because it is kind of spit snowing at the moment and it's wet, wet snow. So then it kind of partially freezes and creates a slushy mess.
Ooh, a slushy mess. Yeah, totally.
So don't die, Cam.
I will do my best.
That's the goal for today.
I will do my best. Hopefully, since it's snowing, people will want to get their pizzas delivered. So hopefully they'll take pity on me and give me nice tips.
So, how was the weekend?
Dude, it was good, but I feel like your weekend was better.
Do you? I don't know. I suppose it depends on how good your weekend
was. I mean, you're getting married, man. That's pretty nuts. Congratulations.
That's right. Thank you.
No problem.
For all the world out there who didn't know.
Yeah, which
probably
is,
isn't a lot.
Which is not a lot, no. Not that watches or listens to this show and follows you on social media anyway. Because I was already getting bombarded with texts like, getting married. And I'm like, yep, I knew. I knew that. Good thing you texted me, though, because I would have been real salty about it.
Yeah. Well, I tried really hard, and I felt bad because I missed a few people, as I knew would happen, of texting, you know, people before trying to preemptively get to them prior to posting social media stuff. But right. I was like, there's no way. I'm just not going to be able to get them all.
And, well, I'm glad I was on the list.
Well, yeah, see, I only made it through, like, two people before I had calls coming from family to talk to, or Brett had calls coming from family, so I got delayed in my texting, and then some people got, they live on social media, so it was like, boom, nailed it.
And we're here. Like,
I know, and then they're like, why'd I have to find out through da-da-da-da-da, and I'm like, well, I was trying, but I couldn't. I didn't get to everybody, and I'm sorry. But it's okay. It all worked out fine.
Yeah. Oh, well. People get over it.
Moreover, people wanted to know if they were invited to the wedding, and I was like, well, literally just today, so haven't gotten to that point yet.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, people.
But, but we'll let you know, I promise.
Yeah, that was my mother's first question to me was, well, are you the best man? And I said, I don't know. I don't even know if they're having that kind of wedding. So,
oh, your mother?
Yes.
How is she?
My wonderful mother. I think she's good.
Yeah.
She's doing well.
She wanted to know if you had seen.
Yes. She wanted to know if you still loved me enough to tell me before posting it on social media.
Is that it?
Yes.
Well, I would tell good old Mama Kelly, I guess. I'm not supposed to do my, what is it again? Lamblin?
Why Lamblin?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know why it's Lamblin. It's I know not, it's not that.
It's not. Are you asking for my mother's maiden name again?
Yes.
Why Lamblin? It's Fleming. Fleming is my mother's maiden name.
I don't know.
Lamblin.
Yeah.
Lamblin kills me. I don't know why.
Oh, you know what that is. That's
no idea.
That's my grandmother's maiden name.
Lamblin.
Yeah.
Well, it's a weird one.
I don't know why. I don't know why that's the thing that comes to mind. Fleming. Mama Fleming, anyway.
Lamblin.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yes, you can let her know that I did indeed text you. You were one of the privileged few who didn't have to find out through social media, apparently.
I know. Well, that's good, because you knew I would have been salty about it. So,
well, yes. Yeah. Well, I knew lots of people would have been, so we also just debated saying, nah, we're just not going to tell anybody ahead of time and just post it and just deal with the saltiness. But
there you go.
That way we don't have to play favorites, but we decided to play favorites.
So. Ah, and then I'm, and in this instance, in this particular instance, I'm glad you did since I made the cut.
That's right. If you had not made the cut, then you would have been passed.
I would have been passed.
Yes. So, also, it actually happened for the record on Saturday, but Brett and I both decided not to tell anybody until Sunday because we just wanted to hang out, spend the evening quiet away from the world. So that's what we did.
As is your right. I mean, that's right. As the newly engaged couple.
Yep.
Have you slipped up at all yet? This is my boyfriend. I mean, my fiance.
I guess
you probably haven't,
been long enough
you haven't
for that.
Seen the, I mean, haven't seen the world yet.
That's right.
My fiance. Fiance. Yeah.
So there's that. That's exciting.
There is that. That is exciting.
I'm trying to think if there was anything else that was of, you know. Oh, I saw The Greatest Showman.
The one with the Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with it now.
You need to see it, Cam.
The one with Hugh Jackman?
Well, I mean, yes, there's only one The Greatest Showman that's out right now. So, yes, that one.
Ah, gotcha. Well, I will see if I want to check it out.
It was intense. In a good way. I mean, like, it was a show, appropriately, it was a show the entire time. And it was just like, ah.
And he was indeed The Greatest Showman?
Yes, for the movie. And by the way, just for what it's worth, like, I didn't know this, and I'm sure you could know this if you looked at it ahead of time, like, in depth. Because I did like the trailer for it, but I didn't take that as a key to anything. And it is definitely a musical.
Oh, okay. I'm more intrigued.
Yeah, like, full-fledged. And you could even make a case that it's, like, maybe, I mean, there's almost no talking. There's almost none. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, there is some. There's some, you know, so I guess it technically still is a musical, but at the same time, it's almost not.
Might as well be an opera at this point.
Right. I mean, it's real close.
Like,
so.
Pretty close to Les Mis kind of deal?
Right. Yeah, it's not quite that extreme.
Chabert!
There's probably like a total of 20 minutes of talking out of the 2+ hours.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's real. I mean, I like the music a lot. So, despite the fact that I can't remember the other actor's name. What's his name? The Greatest Showman.
The greatest showman on earth. The greatest Loch Lomond on earth. I have no idea. Who's the other Greatest Showman? Is that what you're asking? That's not Hugh Jackman?
Right. And it is...
Survey says the Daily Double.
Okay. So there's Zac Efron.
Oh, what? Zac Efron's in that movie?
Yep. So Hugh Jackman can absolutely sing most of everything you hear him sing. Like, there's... Well, I mean, I'm sure there's some, you know, minor auto-tune going on to, because, I mean, everybody does that to correct, obviously, for fluctuations and imperfect humans. But, like, you feel confidence. Like, yeah, he could do that. Like, he could sing those, you know, absolutely. But there's several moments by Zac Efron where it's like, yeah, no, Zac Efron can't sing that. But that's okay, because it's still good. So,
well,
but if you know
go.
Zac Efron and you know Hugh Jackman.
I am aware, yes.
Yeah. So, because he sings a lot, Zac Efron does. But that it's okay. I mean, it didn't bother me any, you know.
That Zac Efron was possibly not singing to his heart's content.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, he sang.
Ooh, he sang.
Yeah, I mean, it was him. It was just, you know, also super aided by correctional editing. In order to get him to certain places that he naturally couldn't get to, or without a lot more work, obviously couldn't get to. I mean, I'm not saying that he couldn't sing that well, if he really wanted to. But I, unless something really, really amazing changed for him prior to the movie, I don't think that was the case.
Gotcha. Unless something really amazing happened to him.
That's right. But maybe, who knows? He just had an epiphany. I want to be a singer.
So, well, I mean, he was in High School Musical.
Yeah.
I don't dance, hit it out of the park. I don't dance. That wasn't even him though. So
nah, it's some of the notes he hits where it's like, yeah, I don't think that's you, buddy. That's okay though.
Wow.
It's not about you. It's about the show.
It's about the show, yeah. They gotta have him hit the notes.
You need to see it, Cam.
It sounds like my kind
of... If you do nothing else I say for the rest of your life, you need to see the greatest show.
For the rest of my life. That good, huh?
Yeah. I think you will feel like it was totally worth your time to go. Like, it'll be one of those things where you probably wouldn't mind seeing it again.
Okay. Okay.
Or where you might even want to see it again, where you're like, yeah, I could do that again. Because it is the kind of musical, too, where it's like they have some really impressive dance numbers where you just like want to get up and dance, and you don't even want it to be good because you don't care. You just want to dance because it's like, gotta dance. It's time.
Gotta dance.
That's right. So there were some people in the theater like grooving in their chairs a little bit, hoping that no one was like, I don't care if people see me. I'm just dancing.
Yeah.
It was good enough, too, that people applauded at the end of the movie.
Whoa. Where were you at?
It was at the Gloria.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was a big crowd too. So it's apparently done well.
There you go.
Are you coming back for Nerd Cards anytime soon?
Maybe.
Cause if you coordinate it, I'll hook you up with a complimentary ticket possibly.
Boo. I don't know if I'm coming back that soon.
Yeah. Soon well enough. It goes through this next weekend.
Okay.
It's a two weekend deal.
Oh. Well, I might be back then. But it wouldn't play like during the week. I might be back. I don't know. I don't want to get too in the weeds here. But it's it's pre-release weekend. I'm sure you don't know what that means.
Well, not without more context than that. Pre-release weekend could mean a lot of things.
Yeah, so every 3 months or so, Magic releases another set of cards.
Okay.
Like new cards that you can add to your collection if you so desire, or anything of that nature. So this is going to be, this next weekend is the release of the new set. So, and a bunch of card shops have tournaments and stuff where you go and you buy packs and you play with a bunch of people. And my Magic group sometimes goes to those events.
Of course it does.
Of course. Wow. Well, okay then.
So you're hyped.
I'm pretty hyped, yeah.
Okay. And you've got money to possibly buy new cards.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. I mean, down here... like the events up there are only like $30. You get like 80 cards. I mean, most of them are just jank, but if you nail some of the more expensive cards, you can make your money back pretty easily. But it's mostly for the fun of creating a deck out of the random cards that you get. And I find that almost more fun than playing with the cards that you actually have bought and constructed yourself.
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So there you go. Yippee!
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you let me know, and I'll let you know.
I will let you know.
If I know about...
If you know that I know that we all know about the show stuff.
Speaking of knowing things... I know that it's been a great conversation so far, and when you tune in to The State of Us,
my God,
you'll be sure to hear True Chat's flagship show, completing our mission of bringing the truth through the airwaves. Join Justin T. Weller and his team to discuss politics and current events every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday by 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Speaking of which, for those of you out there who are already a fan of The State of Us, there is a potential Camden replacement coming on scene this next Saturday. So if you want to find out who that could be, tune in.
I want to find out who that could be.
Maybe we'll finally get Cam to listen to the show.
Whoa, maybe.
At True Chat, as you already know, there is nothing more important to us than upholding our mission. True Chat will be the mortal enemy of speculation, innuendo, and stagnation. We will champion informed opinions and fresh ideas. True Chat will prove that media can be trusted, relied on, and responsible. We won't join the media elite because we're setting a new standard, a higher standard, the True Chat standard. If you have any ethical concerns with today's episode, please email ethics at truechat.org. Again, that's ethics at truechat.org. And let us know what you think of today's episode. Comment on the website and tell us what you think. And if you're listening on another platform, it's truechat.org, T-R-U-E-C-H-A-T. And you can come there, find this episode, and comment on the page there, since some other platforms aren't cool enough to allow you to comment.
By God.
Well, if you don't want to do that, there's always social media. So, and with that, we're back to Kane.
And we're back.
So nerd cards this week.
Possibly. Maybe. Who knows?
Right. Maybe.
If I don't die today.
Okay.
need to make it through today.
Become Cam. And delivering some pizza this week.
Yep. Off tomorrow, though. I worked 3 days in a row here, so I work 10:30 to 5 today, and then I'm off tomorrow, so I can be here for the John Umstead. Wonderful business is art. Extraordinaire.
Yay.
Yay.
Got a hot new take coming your way, so tune in tomorrow.
Who's that? Oh, John.
Oh, poor John. Who? What?
Who? What? He's got a guest on, so you won't have to hear my stupid face on the show.
Okay. So Cam will just be in the background.
Yeah, I was on. I was on last week.
Yeah?
John and I forever. Oh, yeah. It was the best.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So how's it now? You've done one already with him and his newfangled equipment.
Yes, I've done a couple. He sounds beautiful.
Yeah, much better, I would presume.
Oh, yeah. Mac computers hate those. Hate those mics.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's strange.
It is quite strange, but, you know. You live with what you get, I suppose.
you live with what you get. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, we got stuff happening over the weekend, Cam. Lots of different things going on.
Oh.
We talked about this before, the first time we heard about it. Growing meat without animals. So that's question then. Do people that are vegan and vegetarian, who are those things because they object to, which I mean, I feel like most people are, the reason they do this is they object to, you know, killing animals. They can then eat meat, right? Because, I mean, this is... We're not killing animals anymore.
Right. I would say so. I'm not a vegetarian, so.
Right. I mean, Cam will still eat meat, obviously.
Yeah. I would be more afraid to eat the meat that was not grown by animals. But we need to, apparently, because Americans are going to eat more meat this year than they have almost ever, is what I read.
So a lot of people talk about this as an animal welfare issue. Which I could see how obvious. I mean, that's the obvious path to take. I would almost contend, though, that the opposite, is true. This is actually going to be bad for animals, because if this moves forward and progresses, you know, and eventually becomes cost competitive with traditional meat, there's this notion that it's, oh, well, isn't this nice that we won't kill all these animals? Well, what do you think's going to happen to them? Because, I mean, we can't exactly just release the millions of cattle that are in the U.S. herd out to the pasture. I mean, you just can't do that. Aside from you'd have cattle running all over creation and, you know, being a nuisance and eating people's lawns and all kinds of stuff. I mean, they would all die, you know. I mean, within a few years, I would assume they'd all be dead because they're not.
They can't, you know, at this point.
Right. They're domesticated cattle. They haven't been wild and, you know, for so long that realistically expecting them to stand much chance is unlikely. Along with any other, I mean, I'm using cattle as the example, but same thing with, you know, I mean, you really want to let all the pigs go? I mean, you want them running through your yard and into the streets? I mean, we get into issues of not just, you know, whether or not the animals are going to be okay. We're going to have human health issues here because we're going to have animals running all over creation, possibly running in the roads.
Well, I don't think anybody's advocating to let all the animals go at this point.
Right, but that's my point is nobody's thought about, okay, so what do we do if we quit slaughtering animals? What do we do with all the animals we have?
We slaughter them until we don't have any more and create a premium on real meat, and then we make them all extinct. I don't know.
Right. So then the question, of course, becomes is, was that the right thing to do? Because we just ended multiple species of animals to feel better about ourselves.
Maybe some people will get to keep them as pets.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm sure that'll happen, but, you know, I don't know. I just think it's an interesting question to examine because nobody talks about, okay, so what do we do with them? And I wouldn't say that no one's advocating for letting them go. I am sure that there are lots of people who believe, you know, they honestly think the solution is to let these animals go. And they don't realize that you can't. I mean, you could do that, I guess. But do you understand what would happen if you did that? So
they would.
I mean, aside from you'd be signing their death warrant anyway, you know, for probably 90%+ of them. So you'd have dead cattle corpses all over the place. That'd be nice. But other than that, I mean, you'd also have all kinds of health concerns and also just physical safety concerns of, you know, there's a cow in the road or a whole herd.
By God.
Cam's going to deliver pizzas and there's 100 cattle in the way.
That would not be good.
I have newsflash. The cattle will win.
They will every time. 100 right. times out of 100.
Yep.
All for 100 cattle.
They may die in the process of Camden's charger charging through them, but his charger will fare far worse.
My charger will die. That's true.
That's right. And possibly Camden. I mean, once one comes through the windshield and Dixie is there and just bites his head off. Yep. Just like that.
Or just like that.
Hey, she's out there somewhere, Cam.
Is she?
She's waiting in the quiet for you.
I bet she is.
Yep. She's plotting her revenge.
Dixie's revenge.
Oh, she was a planner. Anyway, so there's that's in the news. Also read this morning about the increasing tensions between California and the federal government, i.e. the Trump administration. And, you know, we always talk
over marijuana.
Yeah. Well, no, over lots of things. I mean, marijuana is one of them. But immigration, apparently there was for a few days, there was a prank sign up. When drivers entering California from Arizona saw welcome to California, the official home of the illegals and drug addicts.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good people don't smoke marijuana, Justin.
That's right. Also,
that's obvious sarcasm for all of you audience members who don't know my opinion on that.
That's yeah. Cam just wants to make sure people know. Because, you know, in today's world, it would be easy to take to Twitter and say, oh, my God, let's everybody hate True Chat. Even if you've never listened, you should hate it.
No, that's I wonder what marijuana did to Jeff Sessions. Like, I tweeted about it the other day, trying to find answers and solace. Like, he has a personal vendetta against marijuana. I think it didn't get him laid in college like he thought it would.
Maybe he was friends with frickin' libertarian candidate
Gary Johnson.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Maybe he secretly hoped that good old Gary would get elected, and he was just like, ah, Gary,
now I have to destroy it all. Even like medical marijuana, like people who use it to stop epilepsy, he's like, nah, good people don't smoke it, you guys all suck, nobody gets to use it.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I've said for a long time, you gotta go one way or the other here, people. You can't have it both ways.
Like, how far does Jeff Sessions' head have to be up his rectal cavity to not understand that, like, at least don't take the medical away from people? Like, that's stupid.
Well, I mean, he's not the only one, Cam. We got tons of people all over the country where that's still, you know, what they think.
No, we don't. We don't, though. I forget what poll it is, and I can look it up, but 51% of Republicans think that it should be legalized, not even counting the 71% of Democrats who think it should be legalized. So some, but not even close to the majority of the country.
Okay, I was trying to look it up.
I know, that's what I was doing too. But I saw it. I seen it.
Didn't spell marijuana correctly.
Marijuana. Come on now. Yep. Got it. Hold on.
Well, if I remember Mary J. and then Juana.
Yeah, I got an article from Political here. Of the Republicans reached by Gallup's poll, 51% said they support legalization.
Yeah. The one I'm looking at is the actual Pew Research one. And this was 2 days ago, January 5th, 2018. So 3 days ago. Just kidding.
That's pretty new.
Yeah. About 6 in 10 Americans, 61%, say the use of marijuana should be legalized, reflecting a steady increase over the past decade, according to the Pew Research Center survey. The survey was conducted in October and finds that the share of U.S. adults who support marijuana legalization is little changed from about a year ago when 57% favored it, but it has nearly doubled since 2000 when it was at 31%. And as in the past, there are wide generational and partisan differences in views of marijuana legalization. Majorities of millennials, 70%, Gen Xers, 66%, and baby boomers, 56%, say the use of marijuana should be legal. Only among the silent generation does a greater share oppose.
Well, 58%. They're all dead in 10, 15 years anyway, so who cares? What do they care?
Then just ageism much?
Then just don't smoke marijuana. Like, that's the thing that blows me away. That people think, like, oh, this affects me, and it's like, no.
Well, let's put it this way then, Cam. So let's just say that we go for national legalization. I mean, would you be amenable and or agreeable to the basically the same, you know, laws that surround the use of smoking tobacco products in public, which is that, you know, at public establishments, you can't smoke.
Of course. I think
going to the restaurant and light up because you feel like it.
Right. Exactly. No, you shouldn't be able to do that. It's a public space where people go to, you know, enjoy a meal. You shouldn't be able to. Well, there's a smoking and a non-smoking section. But if chain smoker McGee over here makes the whole place smell like marijuana, then you'll never get it out of the cushions. That's a given. Marijuana should have the same laws as alcohol has. Where I think you should be able to get a driving under the influence. Now, I don't know. I don't think you should be able to get a public highification. I don't know. Public high. What would it be? Like public intoxication, where like you're being a nuisance on the street. But like, I mean, if you're being a nuisance, you should just get arrested for that. But I don't even think you can get arrested for public. It would still be just public intoxication then if you're like that high.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not an expert in the public intoxication.
I don't know, man.
I'm not an expert in any section of the law because, you know, it takes a long time and smart people to do that. And I'm not saying that I'm not smart. I dabble, but...
Ooh, I dabble.
The public intoxication thing is not one that I've dabbled in much, so...
Fair enough.
Well, so, hey, Cam, in case you were curious... Catholics, 52% favored legalizing.
There you go. Hey, gotta chill out, bro.
And of white mainline Protestants, I didn't even know that was a demographic group, but apparently it is, 64% favor legalization.
Who doesn't favor legalization at this point?
Apparently white evangelical Protestants.
What?
They're at 38%.
Are those like the way too into it, Christians?
I mean, I you know.
Like they can't have a life outside of church?
I don't know who's included in these groups.
Yeah,
I don't have that breakdown. Other than they're white people, evidently, so.
Yeah. Dude, that's, I don't know, man. Like, everybody needs to just smoke a doobie in their life. Just chill out. That's what
so,
I think.
29 states plus the District of Columbia, Guam, and Puerto Rico have legalized the drug for medical purposes.
Ohio, holla at your boy.
Yep. 7 other states and the District of Columbia have legalized the drug for recreational purposes.
Holla. Not Ohio, but almost was.
Yep. Marijuana remains illegal under federal law, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions this week announced that the Justice Department may step up enforcement in jurisdictions that have legalized the drug.
He's a moron, man. Like, you know who I was listening to? You know how I know that the opinion on marijuana has completely changed in this country? Mm. For those of you who don't know, Bill Cunningham, right? You know who this is. Had a guy on the show who was like, this is a states' rights issue, and Bill Cunningham was all about it. He's like, oh, this is a complete overreach by Jeff Sessions. We need to get him out of office. And I'm just like, what? It was just the craziest thing on the planet to me. And I guess when you change it to a states' rights issue, it becomes more Republican-centric. But I tell you what, man, it wasn't too long ago that it was like, weed is what them hippies and liberals smoke. But now, apparently, we're all about it, so...
It's what freaking Gary Johnson smokes, tell you what.
Yeah, well, that is what he smoked / does smoke.
I don't know. Here's what I'd say to active marijuana users out there, legal or otherwise. I think that once it's federally legalized, it will lose some of its appeal because people will be like, nah, it's not cool anymore because we're not going against the man.
Alcohol didn't lose its appeal.
Nah, that went but see, that's one of those things where it, you know, we've seen instances of stuff going either way. So I guess it'll probably be a coin flip. We'll have to see. They would just have to wait it out and see what happens. I mean, alcohol was like, yeah, better moral, you know, compass of America. We'll take it away. And then people were like, nah, that's not how we feel. We want it back. We don't care about morals.
We want it back.
Give us our alcohol. So that's how that one went, despite the fact that, you know, alcohol is actually – generally speaking, not good for your health, because most people don't use it in what would be considered a responsible manner, according to, you know, what a responsible manner is, which I suppose you could debate as well, but it's definitely worse for your health on average than marijuana is. So, as is smoking, you know, cigarettes and tobacco. So, but yet that's legal.
Yep.
I'm okay, Cam. See, if you wanna switch out, like if we have to broker a deal here, we'll get rid of legalized cigarettes and, you know, tobacco and such, and we will instead put marijuana in its place. I could get behind that. We could do that.
All right, deal.
Just do a hard flip. Look, you can tell everybody we're keeping the amount of immoral things the same. We're just going to put one in place of the other.
Yeah, that's a deal made for me.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what frustrates me is people who they can make that argument, but then they don't care about or they don't want to look at. It's like, well, we already have things, though, that are dangerous to your health that we allow people to consume.
Yep. That's the easy argument, though. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Two wrongs don't make it right at this point.
Right.
I think the better argument is that marijuana is not even close to as dangerous or as lethal as smoking tobacco or drinking alcohol is.
Right. I mean, most of these things are all, if used responsibly, they are dangerous to no one, including yourself. But
well, I think cigarettes are dangerous to you. Smoke one, but
yeah, that's why I said most of these things.
Gotcha.
You know, I mean, obviously, most alcohol and most marijuana, you know, if used in a responsible manner, are not something that are going to significantly diminish your life in some way. But, you know, if you smoke so much marijuana that you are no longer a productive member of society, or, you know, you drive high frequently, or you appear to work high frequently, and these are not things that you need for any medical reason, that's going to lower your overall ability to contribute to society, and that's probably bad. Likewise, you know, if you drink and then you drink heavily and go out and drive, you are not only endangering yourself, you're also endangering lots of other people. So aside from which, it can also consume your life and cause you to not be a productive member of society. So,
and there you go.
Yeah. Oddly enough, despite that cigarettes are pretty bad for your personal health, they don't have much effect on, it doesn't seem anyway, for people's ability to like, oh, all I do is smoke cigarettes. I don't do anything for society anymore. You don't hear a lot of cases of that, you know? It's like people can become alcoholics and totally fall off the wagon, and some people don't. Likewise, some people can just, all they do is smoke weed, and that's it. But you don't hear about a lot of people. I mean, you know, there are chain smokers, I suppose, but cigarettes are so freaking expensive that it's probably, I don't know how long they can hang around just chain smoking. I don't know if your Social Security check's enough to... enough to get you that. So
probably not.
All right. So how do we get here, Cam? On to marijuana legalization?
Because Jeff Sessions is a Keebler elf that hates society.
No. So what you're telling me is that you don't love the Trump administration, Cam? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, I haven't been a fan for some time. I think that attorney general pick is one of the worst that he made, and that's saying something.
Yeah, that's hard to get a lot worse. I mean, education pick was pretty lame.
I don't know. She is super lame, but what can she really do?
I don't know. It's kind of like McCain's pick for vice president. Like, I know that you were going to pick a woman. Like, I get it, Trump. It's nice that you were going to pick a woman to be education, Secretary of Education, but... did you have to pick this one? I mean, there wasn't anybody else that you could live with. Like, this is who we pick. Why?
Yep. Who knows?
I can see Russia from my bedroom. Why did we pick this person, McCain? There really wasn't anyone else that you could pick. I mean, let's go here, people. Come on. This just makes it look bad. This makes it look like the only women that are conservatives are idiots. So,
well, Michelle Bachmann didn't help that out either.
Nope. All right. So before we get accused of being too mean to women, but these women, let's be honest here. Are there lots of women out there who love these women? If there are, you should let us know, because I haven't met any who are like, yeah, these are the women that we want representing us. It's not been my experience, but hey, what do I know? Live in small town USA, so maybe women aren't even supposed to be in the government. Not sure.
By God.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I don't think that, but I know that there are still some people who do, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. That's what we do here. Is we observe on the True Chat show, and it'll be Cam tomorrow. So you have to tune in for that. I'm sure he'll bring us some hyped news and we'll talk about that. But we can't thank you enough for tuning into True Chat. And if you'd like to join the discussion, you know how to do so. Go to the website, truechat.org. Leave a comment. Also, connect with us on social media. If you already listen to podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, or some other platform, you can also subscribe to our shows there. For the True Chat show on True Chat in Urbana, Ohio, I'm Justin T. Welling.
And I'm Cam Pierce.
Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time on the True Chat show. Be the change.